Phillips on Poopy, and after these urgent cares, it is 09062025. The patient is 4. Ms. Gwendolyn Raposa. Raposa spells R-A-P-O-Z-A. Gwendolyn spells G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y. And date of birth is 09061983. This is a 42-year-old female, hair with diarrhea, period. Patient stated that this has been going on since Thursday, 2 days ago. She says she can't recall what she ate, but others ate the same food and us and have no symptoms, period. She says she came in today because everything she eats comes out and has wiped so much that she has sores on her buttocks, period. She denies increased temperature. She endorses occasional myalgia and chills, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed. And were negative except for those mentioned above. She also reports some nausea and some vomiting, period. Denies blood and vomitus. Patient denies travel history, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Narcolepsy. Next line, hernia. Next line, mood disorder. Next line, past surgical history. Gallbladder surgery. Gastric sleeve. Next paragraph. Family history. Coronary artery disease, hypertension. Next paragraph. Medication. Medication are as follows. Just a minute. Fluoxetine. Topiramate, Lisdex amphetamine, Vrilar, Spravito, Auvelity, Fluoxetine, and Desvenlafaxine. Next paragraph, allergies, penicillin. Next paragraph, family history, question. It's not ready. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure was not taken. Pulse is 79, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, sinosis. Next paragraph, abdomen, active bowel songs, no visible peristalsis. Diffuse tenderness, the palpation. No rigidity, no rebound. She has guarding, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert, oriented and strict. Cranial nerve 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan, assessment number one is infectious diarrhea. Assessment number 2, fatty liver. Assessment number 3, nausea. Assessment number 4, obesity. Assessment number 5, anal fissures. And perianal abrasion, next paragraph. In a clinic today, patient received the following. Dicyclamine, 20 milligrams IM. Zofran, 4 milligrams sublingual. Labs were drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, and vitamin D levels. Next line. Ultrasound was done. Patient abdomen, pelvic, circulatory systems. Ultrasound reveals fatty liver, menorrhagia, acute prostatitis. Period. Patient had a discussion of her ultrasound results, and she indicated that she's improved a little and is comfortable being discharged. She was strongly encouraged to go into the nearest emergency room if symptoms get worse. She says she understands and will compel. I will comply, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Debucaine, 1% cream, applied to abrasions on the buttocks region, twice daily, number 1 ounce. Next medication. Ventil, 20 milligrams, 1 PO BID. 14 days, number 28. Next medication is Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT, 1 tablet sublingual, TID, PRN for nausea, vomiting. Next medication, Flagyl, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days. Next medication, Cipro, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. End of visitation.